Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to What's On Your Mind podcast. This is episode number 4, and it's so crazy to think that we've been doing this together for 4 weeks. I guess what they say about time flies when you're having fun is true. Or at least it's true for me. I hope it's true for you too. So I think you can guess that I use Anchor to help me make this podcast and help me distribute this podcast. And there is a feature on Anchor where I can see my listeners' geographic locations. And I think it's so cool that I have listeners from the US, probably all of my friends. I love my supportive friends from Indonesia, probably my family. And I love my parents, my siblings. Hi, guys, I love you. And surprisingly, I have listeners from the UK and from Canada. So if you're listening to this right now and you're from the UK and from Canada, please DM me on Instagram at MichelleACR or at What's On Your Mind podcast, because I want to give you a hug, like virtual hug, and I want to thank you for your support. It really means the world to me. And I have listeners from Vermont too. So hi, if you're from Vermont and you're listening to this right now, DM me on Instagram. Or if this is the first episode that you listen from this podcast, also please DM me, because again, I want to give you a virtual hug. I'm such a hugger in person, so if I can hug you, I will. But since I can't, then I'll just give you a virtual hug. But please let me know, because I really do want to know. It's just, I don't know, a way for me to say thank you, and I really appreciate your support. All right, so without further ado, today I am talking about the two different kind of mindset, scarcity mindset versus abundance mindset. I'm talking through my experience and what I learned, and I just want to share it with you guys. I hope you can learn something from this, and I hope you enjoy it. So without further ado, let's jump right into the episode. Welcome to What's On Your Mind podcast with me, Michelle. Here we're going to talk about everything that's on your mind, things that are keeping you up at 2 a.m. in the morning, or random thoughts that you're having when you're in the shower. You will laugh or cry, but at least it's spoken and it's not just buried inside your mind. Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to What's On Your Mind podcast. So how are you today? How are things going? Did you have a good morning? Did you get good breakfast or coffee or anything? Tell me all about it. Great, I'm good too. Okay, now it sounds crazy, but now I think about it, I feel like how are you is a very simple question. It's only 3 words people say all the time, even to a stranger. But that question can get real deep real quick. Anyway, I hope you've been enjoying listening to the podcast. I have been having so much fun making it. This podcast really helps me get to know myself a little better. It actually kind of become a form of therapy for me, where I talk about pretty much my life. But yeah, anyway. So today, I want to talk to you about mindset. I'm sure you've heard people say that change your mindset, change your life. It's very popular, but do we really know what that means though? Because sometimes I say things that I don't even know what that means. I'm sure you've done that too, right? Okay, so there is a lot of ways to describe the different types of mindset. There is fixed versus growth mindset, which I really want to talk about in the future episode. But today I want to talk to you about scarcity mindset versus abundance mindset. I want to explore the difference between the two mindsets and some ways to change and shift our mindset from scarcity to abundance. So to put it in a simple way, a scarcity mindset is the belief that there will never be enough, whether it's money, food, love, opportunity, or something else entirely. And as a result of that, we produce actions and thoughts that come from a place of lack. So instead of believing that there is enough and plenty to go around, we cling to everything that we have out of fear that when we'll need it, we don't have it. And I've had this belief for so long. It robbed me and made me this person that I'm not very proud of. I was selfish. I was very competitive. Not in a healthy way. I do believe a healthy competition is good for you, for your growth. But back then, I wasn't competing in a healthy way. But anyway, if you listen to it, You learn that when I was young, or when I was a kid, not that I'm old now, but when I was a kid, I thought that if I do good, my parents would love me more than my siblings. I guess without knowing, I used to think that my parents' love is limited. And when I was at work and somebody got a promotion, that means that I cannot get a promotion too, and I have to wait for next year's promotion period. I've also had this problem before with my friends, when I thought that if my friend has more than one friend, which is me, like it has to be solely me, that she won't have time for me, or she won't pay attention to me. So imagine how crazy I was as a girlfriend. Oh my goodness, God bless my ex's heart. But from this little story of mine, you kind of can see that people with scarcity mindset tend to want to compete to stay on top. I don't think I've done this once before, or I hope I didn't, but people with scarcity mindset also tend to keep their knowledge. They don't want to share what they know. They don't want to offer help, and they tend to think small, and they also want to afford all risk. People with scarcity mindset believe that life is happening to them and not for them. They play the victim card. They're like throwing a pity party for themselves. They say, oh, poor me. And they also believe that their situations are permanent and that nothing's gonna change. So let me give you an example. Say, Karen. Say Karen here, she has a scarcity mindset. She thinks that everybody is just out to get her. When she has a bad day at work, instead of cheering herself up and, you know, saying like, hey, it's okay, it's just one of those days, she says, well, that's just me. That's just my life. My life sucks. My luck sucks. That's just the way it is. So instead of changing her frame of mind and try to find happiness in her own, she keeps piling up negative thoughts that will hurt her. It will hurt her self-confidence, her self-worth. She won't trust herself. And later on, when her friend comes to her for advice or for a shoulder to lean on, instead of giving her that, she would say that, I had it worse. Let me tell you my story when I was in worse position than you are, and stuff like that, because she always want to be the victim. So she ends up belittle her friend's feeling, and eventually she picks up fight with other people. I'm sure you've heard the saying, hurt people hurt people. Yeah, that is just another byproduct of this mindset. So in contrast to that, people with abundance mindset think that life is happening for them. With an abundance mindset, you believe that there is enough for everybody. There is enough money, enough love, enough happiness, enough food, enough opportunity, or whatever it is to go around. It's hard to really understand this without a picture. So let me paint it for you. Imagine this. We're walking in a park, enjoying the day. It was really sunny outside. It was warm, not too hot. It was just the perfect weather outside. We're breathing in the fresh air and we feel good. I don't have to start attacking you or start strangling you because I thought that you are taking my air away from me, because I know there's enough for both of us. Or if we go to a buffet, we don't have to fight for food because there's plenty of it. So people with abundance mindset, they collaborate to stay on top. They share their knowledge freely. They are very generous with others. They think big. They embrace change and risk. And they want to help people. It's just in their nature that they want to share what they know. Okay, so now let's get back to Karen. Say Karen took a self-help course. Maybe did some soul searching. Maybe listening to podcasts like this one, or I don't know, go to a conference. She got the help that she needed. When she has a bad day at work, now instead of piling up negative thought that makes her day worse, she takes the time to feel the emotions she's feeling, and she also realized that it's only a temporary thing. This bad day that happened at work, or this bad thing that happened at work, will pass too. So people with abundance mindset think that life is an adventure. An adventure doesn't always have a straight road. It doesn't always have a clear path. It has curves, it has ups and downs. It could be scary, yet exciting. It's all part of life, and they know that. So now that we're aware of the difference between the two mindsets, ask yourself this. Which mindset do you have? Also, I forgot to mention that you can be abundant in one area of your life, but have a scarcity mindset about another area of your life. So say that you have abundance mindset in your financial life. You're not worried about your money. You believe that there is a lot of money in the world and it will be enough for everybody. You believe that money comes and goes. You're very generous with money you give to people, but you can have scarcity mindset in your relationship area of your life. It could be friendship. It could be your love relationship with your significant other, like the example I was giving you earlier with me when I was a kid or when I was a little bit younger, when I think that my friend can only have one friend, which is me, or when you think that your partner doesn't have enough attention for you and it has to be all on you. But you know what I mean? I'm trying to paint you a picture, but I hope you get what I mean, that you can have abundance mindset in one area and have a scarcity mindset in another area. But the good news is you have the ability to change your mindset from a scarcity one to abundance one. And that's what I'm so excited to share to you about today. First of all, I want to give you a disclaimer that I am not perfect in any way, nor that I know everything. I mean, I'm only 25 years old. Maybe some of you that's listening to this is older than me and have more experience in life. But I would like to just share with you what I learned and what I'm still learning. And I hope that it could help you or it could help somebody else out there. Okay, so the first thing I learned that helped me shift my mindset from scarcity to an abundance one is to practice gratitude. I know it sounds so simple, doesn't it? Everybody and their mother talks about it all the time. But let me tell you, when you actually practice it, it's a game changer. It doesn't really require much, although sometimes it does when time is rough. My grandma passed away last month. She passed away back in Indonesia, and I couldn't go to her funeral because I couldn't leave the country. If I leave the country, then I couldn't come back in to America because my whole situation with immigration, and it's just not clear right now, and it was hard. It was hard for me that I couldn't be there with my family. It was hard that the last time I saw my grandma was when I was 17. It was hard that I had to FaceTime her when she was sick. I saw her with her feeding tube just through the screen. It was hard. It wasn't easy to practice gratitude at that time. I'm not crazy and I'm not gonna say that, oh yeah, don't worry, I got that all covered. I'm not gonna say to you right now that during those times, I feel thankful because I for sure did not feel thankful at that time. I couldn't tell you right now that I feel thankful that I wasn't there with my family, that I have to grieve by myself, alone, sat in my apartment, crying my eyes out, just felt like completely powerless. There was nothing that I could do, and I don't know, it was just hard. But then when I think back and when I was ready, I felt thankful. I felt thankful that I got to grow up with her. I grew up knowing her. I got to see her before she left, and I got to say goodbye before she passed away, even through the phone. And she was a great cook. She cooked really good food. And same story with my grandpa. He was a very talented musician. He taught me how to play. He was kind. He was smart. And I couldn't go to his funeral till when he passed away. And I didn't even get a chance to say goodbye to him. I woke up one morning and a couple of my friends were in front of my house, knocking my door. A few people came to my house and cheered me up. I didn't even know that my grandpa passed away at that time. I haven't even opened my phone. Then I heard the news. And me, at that time, I didn't even cry because I just can't. Until they left, and then I broke down. I could go on and on and on about this, you guys. Like missing my brother's wedding, or not watching my sister grow up from being a teenager to now an adult, missing her high school graduation. I could beat myself up and feel sorry about my situation, or maybe worse, regret making the decision to come here in the first place. Or I could be grateful that I could work here. I have a job here. I have a life here. I built my life here. I have my own place. I have a dog. His name is Hazel. I have a car. I could travel anywhere in the US. And I have this podcast. I mean, I can make podcasts anywhere, but honestly, I am thankful to be here. All right. Ooh, that just kind of came emotional to me, and I didn't even realize that it will be. Anyway, the next point I want to share is to stop complaining. I think these kind of go side by side with the first point I made. The thing is, the more you talk about something, the more it grows. The more you complain about any situation or any person in particular, the more power you give to it. I'm not saying that you have to bottle in your feelings or bottle in your emotion about a situation or something. I mean, from the very first episode, from the get-go, I encourage you to start speaking up your mind. But there is a difference between sharing and complaining. Sharing is acknowledging your feelings are valid. You share your feelings to your friends and you work towards a solution. You want to make it better or you want to work it out so it's not a problem anymore. But complaining, on the other hand, is a passive act. It usually never comes to a resolution. You just want to talk it out and talk. So it's okay to talk about your feelings or your problem. But at some point, you have to let go and start working towards a solution. Speaking of saying things out loud, you have to watch what you say. When you say things out loud, realize it or not, your mind starts believing it. When you say, even as a joke, that, ugh, I'm too fat, or ugh, I'm too ugly, nobody wants me, your mind starts believing that, and actually it hurts you. It hurts your feelings, it hurts your self-esteem, it hurts your self-worth. Just like what we talked about Karen earlier in the episode when she still has scarcity mindset. So be mindful of the way you speak to and about yourself. What you speak out is actually making a big difference. And what you speak affects you and people around you. I shared this last week when I talk about building a relationship with yourself, practice that daily affirmation. So again, look at yourself in the mirror and say whatever you need to hear, but be kind to yourself. Say that I believe in myself, I am worthy, I am brave, or I love my body for everything it has done for me, or I love who I am becoming, I am strong, I choose to be happy. Whatever it is you need to hear, say that to yourself. People who let their scarcity mindset run their life are usually always feeling insecure. But people who have the abundance mindset trust themselves and their ability to keep on growing. They have this confidence and they're so secure on their worth because they know that there's enough for everyone to go around. All right, so the next point I want to share is being more intentional with who you're surrounding yourself with. I'm sure you've heard the quote. I mean, I said it before when I had my friend Trace to be on a guest podcast, that you are the average of 5 people you surround yourself with. So with that in mind, take a look around your surroundings. See if the people you surround yourself make you feel optimistic, or do they make you feel anxious, or do they make you feel jealous? It's really hard to stay positive if your surroundings are dragging you down. I'm not saying to just cut ties with the people that you think are negative in your life, because, I mean, if you can, then go for it. But sometimes those people are your relatives or your family members, or sometimes they're very close friends to you. But now that you're aware of those individuals, maybe you can establish a boundary. Give some thought of what you can tolerate from them so you don't get dragged down into their scarcity mindset. You want to surround yourself with people who inspire you to be the best version of yourself. Or if you don't have any of those nearby, there are plenty of resources. There are books, there are podcasts, or online motivational talks, or conferences. I mean, I can share with you one of my favorite people in the entire world. I love Rachel Hollis. She is a bestseller author. My favorite book that she wrote is Girl, Wash Your Face. You should totally check it out. It's really good. And in that book, she wrote about all the lies she believed that hinder her from being the best version that she could be and from being who she meant to be. She didn't have a college degree, but that didn't stop her to build a multi-million dollar company. There's also Jenna Kutcher, who bought a $300 camera from Craigslist and turned it into a multi-million dollar company. She also has a podcast that I listen to every single day going to work. It's called the Gold Digger Podcast. It's super good. There's Lewis Huss with School of Greatness Podcast, or Guy Raz with How I Built This Podcast. There's At My Lat or Tony Robbins or Dave Ramsey if you're struggling with financial. There's just a lot out there. Those people are amazing and those people are motivational speakers. You should check it out and see who fits you or who can be your inspiration to be the best version of yourself. Honestly, those people are amazing and they're very inspiring. Okay, the last and not the least point that I want to share is to give more of what you want. I know this sounds contradicting, but think about it this way. You can only give others what you already have. So by practicing giving what you want, you're tricking your brain and you're tricking your mind into believing that you have plenty of it. Maybe you say, oh, I'm too busy, I don't have time to do blank. Then maybe you should stop and reorganize your day. Look into your calendar and see if you can find time. And then give time. Give time to maybe to volunteer or to play with your kids or to go to the gym or take online courses to better yourself. Or maybe you think that, oh, there's just not enough love. Then maybe you should practice self-love first and then share your love to others. By giving, you will realize that you have a lot to share to the world. So let me conclude with this. I've been talking for a while. I've shared my emotion and almost cried, but didn't, but almost. Anyway, having a scarcity mindset doesn't make you a bad person. And you have the ability to change your mindset. The more you're aware of your scarcity thoughts, the more you're able to pick it up and replacing it with abundant thoughts. I'm still learning to do that myself. And I'm sure I will keep learning and keep doing that until it becomes a habit to me. And I start living the abundant life. So be kind to yourself and be willing to give yourself time to get there. It's not easy to change a mindset. But I can tell you that it will be worth it at the end. So change your mindset and it'll change your life. So that is all I got for you guys today. I hope you enjoy listening to this episode and hopefully you can take away something from it. Please don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss out on next week's episode. Also, I really appreciate it if you can rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts so that people can find this podcast too, and hopefully this podcast will help them too. And please don't forget to follow me on Instagram at MichelleHR and at What's On Your Mind Podcast. There I post motivational quotes and some good stuff to remind you how great you are and pretty much interact with you guys. Alright, lastly, be kind to yourself and again, change your mindset, change your life. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye!